thoughts on the good junior hockey game tonight?
It was a really good game, wasn't it? Especially the third was really intense. Both teams really going for it. A lot of credit to Portland. They played well all game long. You know, they did a great job creating speed on the rush attack. They were really good in their end, you know, made it tough for us to get to their net. And I thought our guys did a really good job of finding more energy and more legs in the third period to try to get to their net and break through all that and try to get some chances. And, you know, just about got her done there at the end. Almost just ran out of time.
How do you break through that big defense of theirs?
You know, just as we did in the third, I would say you just have to really keep moving your feet, and you have to make them, you have to go through them or around them or any way that you can, or maybe make them haul you down if you can use your speed to get turned on guys. But I really did think our team, to a man, did a better job of that in the third.
See Charles Redekop tomorrow night?
Don't know yet. He's day by day. So we'll just assess him each day, and whenever he's ready to go, he'll go.
First period, there was a lot of hits, and then the second period just didn't seem to quite be as physical, and do you attribute that maybe to them getting the goals?
I don't know about that. You're right. There was some great physicality in the first, Kaspik and among others, but Kaspik brings that every night. He's such a tenacious player, and the guys really followed his lead on that for sure. I think a big part of it, too, was special teams. That might have taken the physicality out of it a little bit once all the power plays and penalty kills started happening.
Your penalty kill tonight obviously played well, but it just takes a lot out of a team, right? Like you're saying, you had four in a row there. Was that a factor tonight, do you think?
Yeah, that's true. You always want to play 5-on-5 or better. It's something we talk about a lot, and especially when, like you say, there's four in a row, it is pretty taxing. It drains a lot of guys, and it takes out of your rhythm as well. You know, if you think about early in the first period when we had the lead in scoring chances and the lead in shots, then all the penalties started happening, and then that allowed Portland to start taking it back over a little bit in the first. So you're right, I do think that had an impact on the game.
Seemed to be a little bit of a chess match out there, matching lineups. They've got so much talent on those top two lines with Portland. Comment on how you're mixing a bit of the players coming out to defend.
Yeah, they were doing a good job of that as well, as you mentioned, Portland. They were really paying attention to a couple of our lines, and we were paying attention to theirs, and the defense coaches are matching as well, and it feels like the playoffs, doesn't it? You know, it was every coach and every player looking for every inch and advantage they could.
Looks like your guys in the point on the power play weren't getting a lot of looks, and the Winterhawks were blocking a lot of shots. What do you have to do tomorrow night to change things up to get some shots off?
You're right. Portland did a really good job of that, didn't they? They were in shooting lanes. They blocked a lot of pucks. They made it tough for us to get it through from the top. There are ways to get it through. I think releasing the puck a little bit more quickly, you know, changing the angle a little bit to open up a shooting lane. If we can get those two things done just a little bit better, that'll get pucks through to the net. Hopefully we can, you know, attack down low.
What were they doing to sort of get your top line off their game? They seemed a little discombobulated tonight, the top.
You know, actually, I thought that top line had quite a few chances. You know, you think about right before Portland scored their second goal, Nooner was wide open back door, and heavy ice had just bounced over his stick. So they were creating chances like that all night. I thought the puck was just bouncing a little funny. Sometimes it bounces our way, sometimes it bounces the other team's way, and on that particular sequence, it bounced for Portland.
It does seem, though, that the first line, they generate a lot of offense, and then often it just comes the other way, and they're not quite set up for defensive play. Comment on that?
So I think in situations like that, for example, where Dante was open and the puck bounced over his stick, you know, that was a situation where they had to be aggressive because they were smelling an opportunity to score. And then from there, it's just a matter of getting back to your end as hard as you can. And we were back. You know, Glass and Bellows made a really good play. We had our numbers back. They made a really good play to find some space. It was a great shot by Bellows, obviously, to create the goal.
Comment on Matthew Phillips just squeaking in his 100th point there and his 22nd game point streak.
Yeah, what a gamer, hey? He's one of those guys that never quits and he never says die, and if it takes right down to the last second of the game, then that's what it takes, and he'll keep going. And that's true of his line mates and you know, many other players on the team that really try to stick with it in that way right to the end.
For tomorrow, coming back, what are we going to see?
I think you're going to see a similar game. I do believe you'll see more energy from our team early. I think you'll see more pace in the first and second period. Hopefully that continues to build as well like it did tonight. But I think you'll see more of our third period pace tomorrow in the first period.